brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. And I am so glad that you're joining us today. As you all know, this is the show that talks about all the things that impact small business. It's Tuesday, October 14th, and we're glad you're joining us. This is the engine that drives the American economy. We talk about all those issues that impact you. And we're excited that we're doing our second part in a series on the film, entertainment, and music industry. And again, I am joined by my wonderful co-host, Mr. Cassius Butts, the Regional Administrator for Region 4 for the SBA. Cassius, thank you for being here.
So glad to be here with you again, Stacy.
And so today we're going to continue that discussion that we started last week on the film, entertainment, and music industry. We had two dynamic guests with us then, Lee Thomas and we had LaRonda Sutton. And this week we're going to get a little different perspective on the industry. And we're going to be talking to a minority business that's done work in that industry, Maria Garastol. And Maria has been doing work in that industry, so she's going to take some time to give us her perspective of the industry, which I'm sure is going to be very enlightening for all of you. Now, Maria, let me tell you a little bit about her because I know her well. Mm-hmm. She is an outstanding architect. She's very accomplished. And she is the architect that did the work on the GMSDC new headquarter location. And for those of you that have not been there, it is phenomenal. It's our new hub in Midtown Atlanta. She did our offices and our business development center. So Maria has done an outstanding job. So if you need an architect, she is the one to be go after. She is incredible.
It's a great place.
So Maria, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you for that intro. I'm glad you're enjoying your space.
Yes, it is awesome. We love it. And everybody that comes to visit us is just so impressed. We really upped our game. We're moving on up, so to speak, in Midtown Atlanta.
Right by my Mata Mata station, too.
Right. We're right there by AT&T. We're by Coca-Cola. We're by AGL Resources. We're in a really hot location, and everybody loves it. So we're real excited about where we are. So, Maria, Take a few minutes and tell us about your company, because again, you are a phenomenal architect. You've done some great things. So take a few minutes and tell us about your company.
Well, GSB Architects is the name of our company. We are located in Buckhead. We have been in business since 1998, and the majority of the work that we do is we work on telecommunication buildings. AT&T is one of our largest clients, and we do work from Alaska to Puerto Rico. The second niche we're in is education, and we do a little bit of work for DeKalb County Schools and a little bit for the university systems. The third niche we're in is financial institutions, and my newest niche, which is actually since 2007, is the entertainment industry.
Excellent. So tell us about how you got into the entertainment. How did you get into that niche?
Well, it basically, in a way, fell on my lap.
Ooh, don't you like that when opportunities fall, come knocking?
Yes. It was really lined up for me. I was at the right place at the right time. Someone I knew had been looking for an opportunity to work with me for a while, and a project in the industry came up, and because of our reputation and our work in mission-critical facilities, he thought we were the perfect fit. So 7 years ago, we made history when we were asked to be the architects for the first African-American-owned full-production film studio.
Wow. That's pretty huge.
Wow. And so let me think. The first African-American film studio. Okay. Mm. I think I remember which that is. Okay, we don't have to say who, but I think I can remember who that was here. Okay.
I think so, too.
Wow. And so that was the start, huh?
Yes. And we've been doing, we've been in this space ever since 2007.
Okay. And so what was it like working in that industry?
Oh, they are very hardworking people. It is very fast paced. Literally everybody works 24/7. They're very, they're all about speed and getting things done. They need, when they need something, such as, let's say, build a set overnight, it happens. Mm-hmm. Whatever it needs, it gets. We have worked around the clock on projects. We see contractors working 24/7. It's a fascinating business with economics behind it that makes the impossible happen. You really have to be committed. This industry needs people like that.
So Maria, let me ask you, you obviously enjoy it.
And I do.
It's huge to be in a place like Georgia where you see the film and music industry just boom, and you're part of the pioneer group of it. With that, what would you say are some of the successes that you really enjoy most about it and some of the challenges that you can see?
Successes?
Things that just kind of make you smile.
What makes me smile, really? Yeah. It's funny because whenever I see a production, a movie or a TV show, I look at I watch it.
Sure.
And I say, oh my God, that's my space. I created that space. It's kind of funny. Or, you know, mm-hmm. I know this person that is doing this performance or whatever. It's funny that way.
Sure.
The excitement for you comes when seeing the final product or the fruits of your efforts.
That is correct.
Wow. In our last segment, we talked about when you seeing the film, actually seeing the film, it's kind of weird saying, that's Atlanta. That's wow, that was filmed here or filmed up the street. Cash yeah. and I both have the experience of films being filmed by our offices. And so it's kind of weird to say, hey, that's on the screen and that was right by my office.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
When you think about that, you know, you're dealing with a lot of personalities. You're dealing with a lot of egos, if you will. You're dealing with a lot of professionals as well. And in this industry, as you would already know, it can be challenging putting those all together and staying, keeping your eyes focused on your job itself. How do you get through that process? How do you continue to focus on your job itself, dealing with all the other nuances together?
Well, I love what I do.
Yeah.
So
you have a passion for it.
I sure do. Yeah. And you really have to be focused, mm-hmm. especially in my industry, because it all has to do with life safety mm-hmm. and codes, and you definitely have to do it right. So,
and I will tell you, the work you did with us, very much attention to detail and quality, and that's important.
Thank you.
And so when you were out there, you kind of fell into your lap when you got into the industry. And as you looked around, did you see other minority businesses or small businesses out there as well?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I know this industry has, it doesn't matter whether you're a minority, small, women. What they really care about is the talent, that you're really focused and committed and that you deliver, because it's really a very fast-paced industry and you need to be accountable.
Okay. Yeah. So fast-paced, accountable. So, and to me, small businesses are typically flexible, adaptable, quickly to respond. Those are all the traits that typically small businesses have. So it sounds like the perfect arena for small businesses. What kind of infrastructure or support mechanisms do you need to be in this industry, in the film industry? Is there anything special from a back office that you need?
Well, this is not like any other, it's not different than any other corporate.
Okay, so it's the same.
Yes, it's the same. And you definitely need to do your research and you need to focus. They really need a lot of help. This is exploding and we don't have enough people to do the work. And we have what it takes here in Georgia. Instead of them going and trying to get talent and people from out of states, we need to keep it locally. In fact, the university system and the Georgia colleges are thinking of launching an Academy of Georgia Film. Mm-hmm. And when they do that, the reason why they have been studying this is because we need the talent here. And it's scarce. This industry is untapped.
So knowing that, and we had talked about that the other week, Stace, we had just learned about that. What would you say that you have in place that you can do within your own company to support and be more of a mentor, if you will, to folks who are looking to be in the industry that you're in?
Well, this is a start.
Sure.
Being on this show, this is wonderful. Thank you, Stacey. Stacey is the GMSDC is a great place to start. Also, she's an advocate for all the small businesses.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
I did what I did many years ago. I went and started researching to see where to advertise, and I am in this Georgia Film and Television Sourcebook.
Oh wow! Okay. So tell me about the Georgia Film and Television Sourcebook.
So this source book contains everything that a producer or anybody that's doing anything in the studio, in the space, looks for. So if you can get into that book, mm-hmm. You can either do two things. Add your information to the book or look for the gap. Okay. I think that's the easiest thing. If you want work, mm-hmm. look for that gap. What do they not have that I have and right. I can do best?
Right.
And then put yourself on that list.
Who gets the source book? You have to buy the source book?
Yes. It's $85.
Okay.
After you purchase that and get on the source book, it also goes on the webpage.
And this is huge. It talks about opportunities that are out there. It talks about what jobs are what they mean. It talks about the films that have been produced here in the state of Georgia, Stacey. I mean, this is really something.
It looks like a great resource, yeah. Maria.
Yes, it is.
Productions, producers, studios and stages, and transportation. Again, these are all small businesses who are looking to really enhance what they do. And this book seems like it will be a great resource.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that they look at that book.
Okay. So you've advertised in the source book. That's yes. where you advertise, and someone found you in the source book.
That is correct.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So I really would love for, I guess maybe you can put that information on your webpage.
Absolutely. So anybody can advertise in the source book, and then again, it's your resource to be used by having the source book. Excellent, excellent idea.
That's great. Has contact information in here, email, phone numbers, et cetera, to persons who are in producing films and who've done artwork. This is really huge. Mary, back to what you were talking about what things you can do to be more of a, you're more of a pioneer, if you will. And there are going to be a lot of folks looking up to you saying, hey, especially after this show, Stacey, you know, how do I get involved? What should I do to get involved in this industry, particularly in the areas of architect? What can you tell the listeners about how to get involved in this particular industry?
In my industry, which is a construction industry.
Yes.
Right now, I can say that I am looking at, I'm in the early stages of working on two large campuses. Okay, and I'm definitely going to need a lot of help with that.
And tell us what kind of help?
Design, engineering.
Okay.
So you're looking to partner with other business owners to get this work done?
Yes.
Wow, sounds like opportunity ringing to me.
Yeah. Yes. It does. So if you are really good at what you do and you have history of being accountable and deliver and doing things within budget and working fast pace, then is something that we would take a look at.
Oh, you know what? This is where we need that website. We need a website, or, you know, Facebook is right now at Let's Talk Small Business, businessradiox.com, and say Facebook us if you want to partner with Maria. Facebook us right now. This is where we need email address to Facebook us. And so all the Facebook, you know, all of them coming in and say, I want to partner with Maria. We send all those emails to you with all these people to say they want to partner with you. We got to work on that for the next iteration. I'm going to talk to our communications manager / director extraordinaire, Serena Smith.
Yes, and you know, when you build a campus, it's not only studios that come with the campus. You know, a lot of these, the trend that I'm seeing is a lot of these large campuses are kind of getting married to a college.
Oh, wow.
And so then what they're doing is they're teaching students, and they're going to try to, connect the two. Besides the colleges, then you'll have also hotels, restaurants.
Yeah. It pops up. Retail. All the support services pop right up there.
All around. So there's a lot of construction that's going to happen in the near future. And then on top of that, after the fact, you will have end users of these buildings, right? So you name it, you're going to have it all. So we definitely need help, all the help we can get. We want to keep this in Georgia.
I mean, you're talking about help. One of the things that you would need is obviously access to capital. And I can definitely tell you that, Maria, it's huge. And Stacey, you know this.
Yes.
This past fiscal year, we have backed $970 million in the state of Georgia alone to support small businesses and startups. And we're proud of that. But we want to be able to help folks like you and people who are looking up to you. Bonding opportunities. You need to be bonded. We have a 36-hour turnaround on one of our bonding products. And so,
what is the bonding in this? Is there bonding required in this industry as well?
I don't, I'm okay, sure.
There is. Okay, there could be for construction. Yep. So Cassius, I think you need to have a film entertainment industry special initiative from SBA. I think you need to come up with something on that.
Well, that sounds pretty doable. I think we can talk about that.
Some specific gear for this industry, don't you think so, Maria?
I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the main clients are really developers and general contractors in this sector. But they're always people who want to open up their own single studios, and that would be a small business, and that would be a perfect thing to use for SBA loans.
Glad you even mentioned it. We have zero fees for loans up to $150,000 now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And if you are a veteran, up to $350,000, zero fees right now through FY15.
Nice.
Yep. So take advantage of that at SBA.gov. But Stacey, back to you and your point, mentioning that maybe we can continue to talk about having an initiative specifically for this.
For the entertainment. Because I think, as you said, it's booming, it's fast-paced, a lot's going on. So it may lend itself to developing specific initiatives and programs around it to really accommodate that space. Because, again, we're trying to keep all the opportunities, all the talent, all that growth in the state of Georgia driving our economy as opposed to it going someplace else. Yeah. And so that may dictate that we do some unique things just to accommodate this industry.
I would love to help you with that.
Okay, well, we would love to help you.
So, Maria, when I think about this industry, I think I've heard that the producer controls a lot of the resources that are used on the movie outside of the top above the line talent. The producer controls everything else. Do you believe that to be correct?
The producer appears to be controlling the majority of this, but I think every studio is different.
Okay.
So.
And so where I'm going with this is if the producer's controlling much of this, it behooves us to have relationships with the producer just to be sure. They need to be aware of the small businesses in the area, have some sort of relationships, just so that they know who you are and your capabilities, because he's the guy controlling the money.
That is correct. But that has to do with the talent, you know, to making of a movie or a TV show. But when it comes to actually building the structures, it's not really the producer. It's more a foundation of people. Mm-hmm. It just depends on who's putting it together.
Okay. What can you tell the listeners now, not just looking for access to capital or just some counseling opportunities, but what can you tell the listeners or some of the let's just say some of the challenges they may face when looking into this? I mean, we talk about these successes and things you're involved with, but what can you tell us about some things they may need to look out for when looking into getting into this industry that you may say, hey, you know what, if I could do something a little bit different, I probably would do it this way instead of that way.
Well, no, they just need to do their research, actually make a case study. Build a financial plan and a marketing plan, and put that package together and moving forward.
You know, you have one of the most, I guess, the best perspective of being one of the pioneers. And even just on your website or listening, like, these are more of the things of what to do when getting involved in this industry. And, you know, you have a great conduit here with Stacey in GMSDC and telling your story. You know, and it's almost like you can be a representative of the industry that you work in if you created a 5 to 10 minute video about this is what it took for Maria to get involved in this industry and having it placed on your website so people can say, hey, you know what? I can do that, too. She did it, and this is how she went about doing it.
I'm all for helping people, so I would love to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's part. Tell again. I like the idea of a video telling your story because that's big and it's powerful, and people can relate to that. When you do that, because again, I'm liking the resources of the source book. Yeah. When we met with the Lee Thomas from the state, she talked about there's a new website that they've got up that you can register on. Cassius is actually going to be listing his home and his dog. They're going to be available for movies and Jack. Home and Jack are going to be available. Yeah. But she talked about all the resources and just coupling all of that together. It gives, again, small businesses an opportunity to know how I can play in that arena. Now, there's a couple of film festivals. The Latin American Film Festival is coming up. There's a Bronze Lens Festival coming up. Are you familiar with those festivals or any of that?
Well, I'm familiar with the Latino Film Festival. It's October 17, 18, and 19th, and they have workshops. I think the Bronze Lens also has workshops, and then they will show in films and providing some awards. I think both of them are the same.
You'll be participating?
I will be participating on the 17th of October.
Okay.
And Jose Marquez is leading that. He's actually, I think, the president right now of this, and it's his third year now.
Yeah, I think they're doing something big, being that this is Hispanic Heritage Month.
That is correct.
And they're doing a big spin on this, Stacy, with Hispanic Heritage Month and this particular industry. So this is a great timing.
Perfect timing, yes, for all of us.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
So, Maria, have you interfaced at all with the City of Atlanta and or the Georgia Department of Economic Development, those offices at all in your journey?
I have not so far.
Okay, okay.
But I will be doing this because I know they need expertise, and I think I can help them. And I also want to grow in this industry space. But I also would like to help anybody who wants to get in the business.
Yes. And we were talking about there are 12 new studios that have opened up and opened and are coming, right, Cassius?
12, yes.
12 new studios, yep, that are coming, opened and are coming to the state. So it looks like there is phenomenal growth planned over the next coming weeks and months with 12 new studios. And have you been involved with any of the, have you got some things on the horizon for any of that that's coming down the line, Maria?
Not on these 12. Where I have to start my marketing is prior to them coming to Georgia. So if I find out who it is that is coming here, I can be that to-go person and that company that will help them, because we have that experience and that historical track record.
Okay, so
it will be easier for them.
But I think 12 is just huge growth. 12 is a tremendous growth in terms of the industry.
It's a lot, especially when you're talking about Georgia's really just gotten involved in this industry just a few years ago, Stacey. It wasn't that long ago until really folks at the state and the City of Atlanta decided to make it a little bit more user-friendly for people to make films, mm-hmm, here in the state of Georgia. And so this trickles all the way down to the small business owners. We know 98% of this economy is ran off of small businesses. And so looking at what you're doing and how you're doing it, having the connections, folks like GMSDC, and even just telling your story really gives a lot of people inspiration. And I think at the end of the day, Maria, a lot of people are really inspired that you probably have no idea about. That's why I know that one of the reasons Stacey mentioned you were going to be here today, I was excited. We just saw each other, you and I, last week, and we said, oh my goodness, here she comes. Just to hear your story again. To let people know that they can do that too, and I think that's huge. That's important.
As we're drawing to a close, Maria, what's next for your organization? Because you say, like you said, you're busy. What's next?
Well, we are looking for ways to grow and improve and provide services to our clients. We're always looking for consultants that are great at what they do and have an incredible track record of success, so they can team with us. We're working on a couple large campuses, as I had mentioned, and it's going to sprout a lot of supporting buildings. So that's what's in the future.
Outstanding. And so as some parting words, what's the big takeaway that you would give to our small business owners today as advice for them to get into this industry? Mm. What's that nugget of wisdom that you would share?
I would say be the best at what you can do. Be accountable, do your research, get out of the office, and build relationships with your target market, and get on that list. There's enough work out there. For example, like the production of Hunger Games, mm-hmm, that is here or was here, that's very large. It can practically exhaust needs for products and services. And just imagine if there's two or three of those going on at the same time.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. So, thank you so much for being here. We truly appreciate you. Continued success in all that you do. I want you to be tired and overworked, but that with more business than you can handle, because you do a very, very good job, and we appreciate you at GMSDC.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be here, meeting with you again, Mr. Cassius. And of course, Stacy, my good friend, you do the best what you
thank
can
you,
do.
Thank you. And so to our listeners, thank you again for joining us this week. My co-host, Mr. Cassius Butts, it is always a pleasure because you're going to be joining me again soon. I understand.
Yes.
I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Thank our sponsors, the Coca-Cola Company, Georgia Power, Ronstadt, for without you, none of this would be possible. Please join us again on the next edition of Let's Talk Small Business. Have a great week. Thanks.